Hey guys, welcome back to the fourth episode of Off the Table. I'm Ben McHenry here with John Yoon. And today we have a guest that a lot of you guys are probably familiar with, DeAndre Nichols.
Yep.
He bakes various treats, I guess, and gives them out to people around the school. So.
Yeah, usually just donuts and cookies.
Yeah.
I actually brought some donuts for you guys.
Oh, for real?
I bet.
I hear Ben.
Okay, I'm going first.
Yeah. Okay. All right, wait. Let's eat it at the same time.
Should we do cheers?
Yeah, cheers. Three, two, one. Mmm.
That's fire.
Yo, it's real good.
That's fire.
How you make this? What's the process?
How do you make
these donuts?
So, like, I usually about at 11 o'clock p.m., I start making the dough, which is like, you know, flour, eggs, sugar, vanilla extract, all that good stuff. Then like I keep like I gotta like beat the dough for like 15 minutes or so, and then I put it in a bowl and I have to let it rise for an hour, and then like I beat it up again, and then I have to like roll it up into little balls and let the balls like rise for 40 hours, and then I add deep frying canola oil, and then I like let them soak in like this like a mixture of powdered sugar, butter, and milk, and then I wrap it around in cinnamon sugar, and then that's how you make the donuts.
Was this a trial and error process, or were you like see a recipe online?
Oh well, yeah. Well, the whole story is I had like a friend who used to work at Jack's Donuts. And I used to like she gave me her leftover donuts, right? And so like I like kind of just like went out of school and like sold them outside of school, and I told her that. She's like, "All right, I'm cutting you off. I don't like you doing that." So, all right, fine. I'll make my own donuts. And so like I did, and like the first day I had to like see if they were good, and like they weren't that good at all the first day I brought them to school. But, like, over, like, I think, like, the past few weeks, they actually got better. Then, like, I start selling them outside of school for money. And then, like, instead of, like, I used to, like, just do, like, little donut hearts for those that, like, you know, when I, like, originally started. But now I've, like, put, like, donut holes. And people like it like that.
Do you feel like you, like, perfected it? Or do you still have, is, like, more that you want to do to try to make them better?
I have like an Instagram account, but like, and I asked like what like the everyone else like would want out of my donuts, but I think I've like done a pretty good job perfecting it. Probably consistent sizing, like I don't really like some like one would be like obviously larger than the other, but I think I don't know, maybe a little bit of charm, but like the inconsistency is a part of my company or whatever.
Excuse me, but they're so good, I'm going in for a second one.
They are fire. Okay, was there like I don't know, like a catalyst to like start baking, like, or like as a like kid, did you like bake with like your family or anything, or was it something that you just kind of
I never wanted to cook. I just wanted to play video games and hoop usually. But as of now, because like during my junior year, I just like hated a lot of my classes. Like I started failing a lot of my classes. I was like feeling apathy of stuff going on because like my parents separating and all that. But then like after like a while. But then, like, I was like, man, I gotta find something to, like, focus on. And so, like, Anna Lifers is, like, gave me her leftover donuts. Like, maybe I can sell these things, see how good of an entrepreneur I am. And then, yeah.
So, like, now, like, is there anything that, like, you really want to try to make that you haven't yet? Or, like, is there anything that you've tried to make that failed that you want to work on?
Everyone liked the Rice Krispies, but, like, they kept on falling apart. And they were just, like, really hard to keep together. But other than that, they're, like, pretty cheap to make, and I like pretty profitable. And also I wanted to try brownies because everyone keeps on requesting those, and I don't think there's anything else in particular that anyone else wanted.
I see here you have cookies.
You have to try one of those too if you want.
You make these
as
well?
Usually like I used to just like make every Friday with cookies, and I alternate every Friday will be chocolate chip and snickerdoodle and chocolate chip and snickerdoodle. But now I just do half and half now. So every Friday it's just like half chocolate chip, half snickerdoodle.
Out of your three items, what's the most popular?
Probably donuts.
Donuts?
Okay. Donuts usually. I go outside of school and I like sell out. Usually. Pretty hot item. Even some of the counselors purchase some of the donuts.
That's sick.
That's
So like, I guess, do you want to like do anything in cooking, like in your actual career, or is it something you kind of just do for fun, like on the side?
Right now it's just on the side, but it'd be nice if like I could, like if I went to college and I can sell on campus, that'd be really cool. I probably like made like my own shirt or whatever. I just ordered it. Hopefully it turns out nice. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I might like start selling merch at school or like maybe like outside of school since, you know, mm-hmm. I can't do that.
Actually, dude, that you actually like, that'd be super like profitable in college, I feel like. College. Yeah. Cause like here you can't really sell that much, but like in college, if you could like expand that, get like, you have like your own kitchen and like an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like hire people to like walk the streets and sell it, and uh-huh. you just like bake them or something.
Or like have like people in like the dorm I'm staying in, like the kitchenette, and if they're staying up late with me, just have them test out some of the food, mm-hmm. see what they're feeling and what they're not.
Do you ever like cook at home, like more like traditional meals, like for dinner, or do you mainly just keep it to like dessert type stuff?
Sometimes my mom will ask me to do dinner, and I might do it sometimes, but it'll usually just be pasta. But like, no, I like rarely cook anything other mm-hmm. than this. Unless we get like a Blue Apron, those are pretty cool. I like doing those; they're fun.
So, like talking about your junior years and how you didn't like your classes. So, like cooking was kind of like a release from stress from life. It was just kind of like something calming for you.
Yeah, I just didn't really focus on school at all junior year. This was like not a good idea, but I felt like so much like freer, like just not focusing on school as much. Like I just started going to the gym. I like put on some weight, and then like I like, kept on baking and selling. My parents were getting on me, but then like I didn't. It's not that I didn't care about my parents. It's just like I just couldn't focus on school. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you managed to like find a balance now of like trying to do school like and bake at the same time?
Oh yeah, like I have an internship now, so I only have like 3 classes. So I'm like able to like I think I can like manage those classes easier. Like even when I don't have as much sleep, mm-hmm. there's just 3 classes and like yeah. Now I just go to Conner Prairie or like Southeastern. Elementary, Southeastern Elementary for my internship. Nice.
I guess, okay, so, like, with your original, like, recipe when you started, did you get it from your job, or did you just, like, find the recipe and try it, like, for the donuts?
Oh, I found the recipe and I tried it, and then, like, I, like, just, like, edited it over time. Mm-hmm. But I basically just added, like, more stuff, like, just more butter, mm-hmm. more cinnamon, more sugar, whatever. Whatever was needed.
I actually tried your heart donuts last year, and I feel like it's like progressively gotten more like chewier and that store donut feeling.
Oh, like, you know, that, like homemade. Yeah. Actually, they taste them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait. So now that you make these, do like regular donuts from like a store, like do they not like are they not as good now? Because like. Seems like it's not as homemade.
I probably like still if I'm like really like craving a donut and I don't feel like staying up 4 extra hours to make my own donuts, I'll probably just go to Kroger and get some Krispy Kreme donuts. But it's still not the same really. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And like, how do you feel about like people loving your donuts? Is there like a sense of pride in your craft?
There actually is. That's like why like towards the end of my junior year, like people kind of like, dude, the donuts are so good, bro. It's like I actually started like trying more academically because like mm-hmm. I felt more. I don't know, just like encouraged in general. Yeah. I put that on my college stuff too, because like I felt mm-hmm. that was like a huge part of like developing as a man and as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I feel that because like I sometimes cook at home, and like when my family like compliment my cooking, it's like you feel good about yourself, mm-hmm. and you're like, I'll try more next time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Have you like met anybody like you didn't know before, like through cooking, like giving people like donuts?
I guess some people like come up to me like I don't really know and they'll like ask for donuts. I try to like I don't really meet them. They just like ask for donuts and leave.
I guess it'd be a cool way to like, I guess just like, yeah, even though if you don't make friends though, you still get to get like be acquainted with people that you didn't know before. Mm-hmm. I guess that'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
And like since you're a senior and you're about to graduate, have you been like looking at school campuses and like making sure the dorm has like a kitchen for you to continue with this work?
Oh yeah, I applied to IU and Ball State. That's like, I want to go to IU, but like Ball State's like my fallback. But I really want to go to IU. I'm not sure like if I want to get into Kelly my first year, but that'll probably be nice. And I'm just gonna like, I don't know, probably find out how to like expand my like business from there because I want to major in entrepreneurship and small business innovation.
I guess like. Is there like, I don't know. I'm not sure how to ask it. Is there like, what is your like end goal in cooking? And like, is there a place that like you want to get to where you can say like, all right, I kind of like made it in this regard?
I don't. I kind of want to be known as like, maybe like a community guy. Like everyone, like the like immediate area will know who I am. I want to stay kind of small. Like large business kind of scares me. Like maybe if I like get like major in it, like maybe like all right, maybe it's not as scary anymore. But like for the most part, I kind of want to stay small. For the most part, I think like I feel like I kind of like already made it. Like even if I don't continue any further. I've already made like a pretty cool logo. I ordered some pretty cool merch. I'm probably gonna still wear that stuff even if I don't continue what I do. So yeah,
and fun. Do you mind if we ask you what you do with those profits that you gain?
Shoes. It goes into like buying more stuff for the donuts or like just like clothing. Yeah, clothing, shoes.
Are you into fashion as well? Is that something you wanna try to experiment?
Yeah, kind of. I can't really design, but I'm a pretty like good stylist, so I know how to dress myself and everything. So if I see something I want, it's like, oh man, that would look good with that. And, like, I might sometimes like dress my friends.
So are you like planning to sell like the merch you were mentioning earlier?
Yeah, I made like a really special one for me, but like I like have like idea to just like put like have like maybe a watered down T-shirt version where it's just like my logo on the front and my logo on the back kind of thing.
Is there anywhere that like. Like any Instagram or like social media, you want to, I guess, like plug in case people want to like find out more about like what you're doing and what you're selling.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And like you can follow my Instagram account. It's like dre.nick.donuts. It's or you can just hook up my name, DeAndre Nichols. You probably find me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What's your favorite thing to make?
My favorite thing to make probably the donuts because the cookie dough is like sometimes like pretty volatile. Because the donuts aren't really, like, baking. It's more frying.
Yeah.
Because when you, like, you're actually using the oven, it's kind of, like... Because sometimes you, like, leave it... You have to leave the cookies longer and longer than you, like, normally have to. And then, like, you just, like, come back. You can't really be absent-minded and you, like, mess around and mess up, like, 20 cookies. That's $20 right there.
Yeah, is it... Like, how much does it, like, usually cost to, like, get, like, all the supplies together to, like, make, like, a batch of donuts?
I'm like taking a class right now to figure out like all my costs of goods, but right now it seems like I'm making more money than I'm spending, so that's good. But like, it's probably like important that I find that out eventually, but we're still getting there. But like, so far, I've like been, it seems like I've been able to make a profit, especially like with me having a job at Topgolf and like being able to plug my money. I mean, I'm definitely getting like money out.
Do you let your family like have it, or do you strictly have it just for selling?
What do you mean?
Like, do you let your family members, like, eat the donuts after you're done with them?
I leave all my leftovers at Conner Prairie. So, the employee, the employees always tell me how much they like my donuts and the snickerdoodles and stuff.
Nice.
So, that's always cool. And then, my mom, I usually make my mom pay because, like, because I'm kind of petty like that. But, you know, she still loves me.
True. I guess, okay, is there anything else to, like, you want to add about, like, the cooking or anything at all you have going on?
I don't know. Just, like, I guess if you're struggling, just, like, find something else to do instead for being, like, sad all the time. Or, like, yeah, if you're not going to focus in school, find something else to, like, that will, like, positively impact your future.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, DeAndre. Right, cool. That was incredible.
And that was the fourth episode of Off the Table with DeAndre Nichols, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool to talk to DeAndre, given how personal his story is and how local to the school it is. So a huge thank you to him for coming on. If you'd like to hear more or find out when episodes go live, follow our publication's Twitter at @FHS_NTheRed. And you can find those episodes at FishersNTheRed.com. Thanks for listening.